Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, it's the bank holiday weekend here over in the UK, so I hope you're having some lovely time with your family, friends, and loved ones. And wherever you are in the world, I hope you're having a fantastic weekend. It's been a very special week for me. It's Sunday as I'm recording this episode, and it's the end of a big career step for me. I announced that I am or have started writing my book. And this is something I thought about years and years ago. And many times I've thought, you know, I'd love to get to a point in my career where this happens. And you'll learn when I've written the book why it's potentially taken me till now to do it, but for a very, very good reason. And I'm really, really excited about the months to come, the journey that lies ahead, and what I'm going to be sharing with you. It's very, very important to me and very, very exciting, and so much so that on Friday I hired a book publisher, somebody that's helped a lot of people publish books very successfully, and I'm going to have my own mentor through the book writing and publishing process, someone to support me, someone to bounce ideas off. I talk to you guys so much about mentoring and supporting or having support through areas that you're less skilled in and working with people that are more skilled than you in certain areas. And I've had mentors throughout my whole career. I still have business mentors and mentors in so many different areas. And it's very exciting for me to reach out to somebody who helps people publish and write books. And it was a very special moment when I wrote the email to say, I'd love some help and guidance writing a book, because a lot of my mentors that I've had over the last 4 or 5 years, I've known for quite a while, I know them, and it wasn't such a daunting task to write an email to them and ask for their advice or message them, whatever it was. But this one was very, very special. I think because writing the book is, you know, I've written ebooks and created video courses that are all off my own back. I've started courses that are off my own back. But this one's going into a bit of a unknown world. And, you know, I wanted to reach out to somebody and say, look, I've got this great idea. I've got a great title, great chapters, yeah, a great vision of what I want to write, but what's the best way of putting it together? And when I wrote the email and the person came back to me and was like, look, let's meet up, let's have a call, let's talk through the process, it was a big, big deal. And I stopped for a minute and went, you know, this is how it feels when, say, somebody's emailing me or messaging me and saying, look, Mark, you know, I'd love your help. And then similarly, when a client contacts you and they say, I want help, I want to lose weight. And it reminded me for a second, and I just wanted to share this with you, that to never ever forget that the first email is a big deal. Because my moment this week was writing that email to reach out for help again. And because it was such a big deal for me, it made me kind of remember and realize how big a deal it is for you. And I just want to say I'm grateful to you guys, because I hope, you know, you get that back from me. You know, when you reach out to me and you say, I want some help and get some guidance and support, but also going back down even further with you guys and your clients, never forget how much of a big deal it is for your clients, and show that level of attention and respect to them when they contact you, because when somebody reaches out for help, it's a big deal. And it was me reaching out for help this week and paying for my mentor for the next 6 to 12 months that made me realize and remember to just remind you how much of a big deal it is when anybody reaches out to you. And I'll never forget that when you guys reach out to me too. So the book's going to be a very exciting journey. I'm very excited to share it with you, especially when I get the front cover done and, you know, go on the rest of my journey to putting the book together. So it's very exciting times ahead, very exciting week last week. Now, on to today's episode, episode 102. I'm going to talk to you about showcasing your business. Because over the years, you guys know I have M10 Gym. And if you don't follow M10, you can follow us at M10_gym on Instagram. And you'll notice that in terms of showcasing your business, it's showing other people what goes on in your world. And one of the things that I talk to coaches about a lot is letting more people know about you, what you do, and who you help. And in a world where before and after photos are deemed to be the only social proof of what you do, I want to add quite a few different things for you to think about, because there's a lot of progress that your clients make that you're not sharing with the world. Now, granted, if your business is a body transformation business, then the only results you might want to showcase, if you're getting a lot of body transformation results, is the before and after. And it's very important if you want to be known as a high-end body transformation coach, that's the results that you want to showcase. But there's a lot going on in the build-up to that process. There's a lot going on that's important for your clients to see, because a lot of people are interested in the process. A lot of people are interested in other results. So if you're working with average Joes, you're working with the general population, or you work with people that want to improve their running, you don't have before and after photos. And so it's very important you understand that showcasing your business isn't just about before and after photos. And I've got quite a few little points here that I'm going to talk you through, so that when it comes to showcasing your business and what you do, especially from a marketing perspective, whether it's online or face-to-face, whether it's pictures up in the gym, whatever it may be, by the end of today's episode, hopefully you'll have quite a few different ideas that will allow you to showcase your business differently. Now, number one is before and after images. Now, that is going to be, whether it's weight loss, the process of taking somebody from the beginning and a photo from when they're at the beginning and at the end of their journey, and make sure you showcase that. No. Now, if you've got before and after photos that are 12-week transformations, of course, you're going to want them in shorts. You want to want women in vest tops, bikinis in a lot of cases, because you want to be able to showcase the body. And if you've got weight loss clients, you would ask a woman to wear a fitted vest and a pair of shorts. Same thing for a guy, pair of shorts. Try and make people feel as comfortable as you can. So before and after photos, without a doubt, in terms of showcasing your business, are very, very important. But what should always go with a before and after photo, just so you can understand, people love to see results. Of course they do. But results aren't just the images. Results are what people went through in the process. So how much muscle did somebody add? How much body fat did they add? Did they lose? How long did it take? How did that person feel? You've got to remember, one of the most important things is how somebody is when they start and how they now feel at the end, which I'll allude to in a minute. So don't just get into the habit of putting a before and after photo up and saying, great, this is Steve, he did really well, 12-week transformation, boom. Remember that when you showcase your business, showcase more about what was achieved during that process of the transformation. And talking about moving forward onto what was achieved, if you have a client that doesn't necessarily produce an incredible before and after photo, and that's not necessarily what they're with you for, but they've had unbelievable results and successes, then you want to be able to share that as a story. And something we do, you've only got to go to the Instagram page on MTEM to see, that the guys just have a picture with their client and they're in front of the MTEM sign, and we put the full write-up. And we get our clients to share their experience, their journey as a write-up. Because still to this day, if you can get people to your blog, to your Instagram page, to your Facebook, and write up how somebody feels throughout the coaching process with you, people are going to read that. People are going to see the smile on somebody's face. And if you're stood with your client, it's very, very clear that you are showcasing something about the person that you've worked with, and below is what happened. Don't just think people are intrigued with a picture. People want to know more. So the second part of showcasing your business is stories. You don't necessarily have to have a before and after photo. As I explained to so many coaches, have a photo of you with your client. If you can put at least one story a week of you with your arm around your client, outside the gym, in the gym, whether you go out running with them, whatever it is, and just put a post about something that they're achieving right now, something that's great, a landmark in the training that you've achieved, whether it was the first 5 to 7 pounds, whether or not it was health markers, things like blood pressure, cholesterol, things changing, heart rate, sleep quality. You've got to remember, a lot of people out there aren't always looking for this before and after. A lot of people want to know these life-changing journey. And if you've got more of your clients visibly on display, whether or not you're in a gym and you just want to put client of the month, and there's a picture of you with a client and you pin it to the gym wall, and then you have a write-up underneath, allow people to stop and look and read about the successes you're having with your clients. You can do a printout little flyer and leave it on the side, leave 20 flyers. You know, my client of the month, if you work in a health club, just let people pick them up and read a story. People read stories all the time. You could leave them in the changing rooms, put 20 leaflets in there. People will pick it up, client success story. We put them out very frequently on the M10 page, on your social media feed, on Facebook, a photo. Break up your social media content with the stories of your clients' journeys. That's the next step on from having a before and after. A lot of you are going to be waiting months before you put your before and after photos out because it takes a long time. Why not have more of the stories and pictures of you with your clients? Now, the next thing which is extremely valuable is testimonial videos. They tell the story. You are able to have your clients explain the journey from when they first started with you, even before they started with you. What was their life like? What were they struggling with? Why did they feel compelled to even search for any personal trainer, not just you? What made them get to the point where they said, enough's enough? If it's a weight loss client, these are great. You can have a videographer, and nowadays video is such a popular form of media online. You can have them on your website. You can embed them into your emails when you send them out to your clients so they can watch. We have a lot of ours embedded in Vimeo. And your testimonial videos will allow your clients to tell you or anybody watching the story from prior to training at the gym, meeting you for the first time, even if it was online. You know, I've got online coaches that will send videographers up to wherever their successful clients are. If they're in the UK, they'll get somebody to go up for the day. I promise you this, the power of video is incredible. You can use them on Facebook, you can use them in Facebook ads, you can use them on Insta stories, and they are taking your game, your personal professional standards, up another notch. It's a way of differentiating yourself from other people. But your videos will have to showcase where your clients are right now, where they were before they started, and then what they've achieved throughout the coaching process. If your videographers can get some filming of you with your clients, it's extremely valuable. You can use progress images, just where somebody was when they started. If it's a body transformation halfway through, don't be frightened to share halfway through and say, this is the progress to date. It doesn't have to be mind-blowing. It's progress, and people are like, that was great progress. Let people see part of the journey. then let people see the completion. So you could use progress images. You could use progress videos of a client of yours that wasn't ever able to squat, a client of yours that was never able to lift the 30 kg dumbbells, a client of yours that came within terrible posture, a client of yours that probably couldn't even jog around the park. And you've got a, you're out jogging with your client, and on Insta stories, you're like, look, they weren't ever able to do this. Or they're completing some level of challenge that you've set for them. You need to be able to present that. You're showcasing not just your results, you're showcasing your business, what goes on inside your business. Look at other businesses. They showcase so many parts of what they do, but they don't have before and after photos. Your business has to be showcased from who you're training, what results they're achieving, what successes they're achieving, and it's up to you to showcase as much of that journey as possible, because people following you, they're getting a better idea of the process of being involved in your business, not just the before and the end. People will buy that journey. If you're having a good laugh with your clients, if your clients are enjoying the experience with you, you've got to make sure that that's showcased. This is why we'll have a videographer over to M10 every couple of months. We will have a videographer take still images of the guys training clients and capture what's going on inside the gym, the smiling energy, people having a good time, videos, you know, even short show reels of the gym and what's going on inside the gym. Even when I'm down at the gym, we're just taking little Insta stories of what's happening there. So, you know, if you're at the gym and people say to me sometimes, you know, I don't want to get my video, you know, I don't want to get my phone out. There's no reason why you can't say to one of the PTs in the gym, can you just, you know, take a little video and then, you know, send it to me after my session, just a couple of photos of me training my client. With the cameras on the phones nowadays, it's so valuable to, you know, they're so valuable pieces of content, you don't really want to miss out on it. So if you're going through the whole day and not getting any images or content of you working with your clients, no one's ever going to get any idea of kind of what the experience of working with you is like. Another thing that you can do is to share feedback. You see how frequent I share the podcast. Well, I share the podcast to show credibility of how many people are listening to the podcast. I don't share hardly any of the actual number that I actually get, but I just add dribs and drabs to just show people, like every day people are sharing the podcast. People are sending me DMs about how much they're enjoying this program and how much they're getting out of this, and whether it's working with me on my mastermind, whatever it may be. And I share that because that's all social proof. That's all people saying that they've either enjoyed a session with me, or people have been to M10 and they've had a great training session or enjoyed the gym. And when you see people on their stories and they're sharing all the engagement they get from people, this is social proof. This is, you know, validation that they're doing a great job. And it's something that if you're not doing, you're missing out on. So if you get Instagram messages, texts, emails, WhatsApps, that's showing not only that they love what you do, they're enjoying the results with you, whatever it may be, you know, providing that if it's something very private, you ask for your client's permission to do so, share stuff, let people see. You know, if there's pictures on the wall and a client's really happy, and you can put a picture on the wall and underneath just give some brief testimonial write-ups where the client sent you a message, and you can print that off and put it up on the wall, what my clients are saying. And this is showcasing your business on a day-to-day basis. Something that not a lot of people do is, even in blogs, you know, a lot of you will be writing blogs, a lot of you will be writing content on a week-to-week basis. And within your blogs, if you're talking about people being able to achieve something, let's talk about what it takes, 10 tips to lose body fat. As you're going through the blog post and you talk about a specific thing, and it might be something that one of your clients did, and you've got a particular write-up about a client somewhere else on your site, make sure you link your blog post. Make sure you're always linking your content to specific results that you achieve with people, because it's all good and well writing blogs, but unless you're telling people and connecting people with the blogs and the people you've worked with, they won't really connect the dots. You see, calls to action, telling people where they've got to go and maneuver around blogs and your social media content, like Instagram. You know, if you do an Insta story and you're going to talk about a particular topic and a client's achieved a result, there's no reason why you can't send your clients to a link back to your website. And just remember, you know, in terms of showcasing your business, you have got to tell people where to go and what to do. So whenever you write blogs, don't just write a blog and leave the content to that one piece of blog. If you could get halfway down the blog or at the end of the blog, say, look, if you want to see how one of my clients applied these methods and achieved these results, this is how they did it. Click on this link. This is just a tip for any of you that do write blogs that aren't capitalizing from sending people from your blogs to see the results you're achieving with your clients, because it's great blog. Now you're showing me results. I'm closer to investing in you. And if they see the results, the likelihood of them contacting you for a consultation is a damn sight more than it would be if they just read the blog. And the last one I'm going to talk to you about is photos. Now, I mentioned it briefly a second ago, getting your colleagues to take photos of you and build up images of you training your clients. I'm also going to tell you that there are professional photographers out there that really you should be utilizing. When we have videographers come to M10, we ask them for some still images, but I'm going to go one step further than your iPhone. As a coach, yes, it might cost you £400 or £500, but you should have a bank of professional images. You should have a bank of images. If you've got 7 or 8 clients in one day, get a photographer in. Get a photographer to shoot you having training sessions with all of your clients. My wife, when she builds websites for trainers, one of the first things she'll say to them when they inquire and they book in with her and they're going to start building the website is, where are all your images? Where's the evidence of who you work with so that we can actually build the content into the site? And interestingly, very few coaches ever have any images. And that means that you're not showcasing on a day-to-day basis what you do. So if you think about 35, 40 sessions a week and you're just training and you never take any Insta stories of, you know, anything that's happening in the gym, or you don't get anybody to video with your clients occasionally, and it doesn't have to be unprofessional to the point where you're filming. You could just say to somebody at the beginning of the session, look, here's my phone. Just if you've got a minute, just come over and just take some photos of us training, and then they can just go and put the phone away. It's not unprofessional using your phone. What I'm saying is there are specific times, and we'll do this at the gym, where we'll have a photographer in for the day or a videographer, and we'll just say to the clients, you know, we're just doing a bit of promotional work, hope you don't mind. The client gives their permission, and we'll have the videographer, the photographer come in, take a bunch of photos. You'll see them on M10's page. You'll see the guys training their clients. We can use them for text. If you want to level up your business, if you want to bring your professionalism to another step up, then you need to showcase your business better. And if I'm going on your page and I see you training and I see you with your top off and I see the odd transformation picture, I've got more of an appreciation, understanding of you training yourself than I actually have of who you work with. And remember, if you do work with people, I want to see people. So, you know, you'll see me with social proof of events such as the seminars, and you'll see the masterminds and any other seminars that we run. And I will have social proof. I'll have photographs taken. And when you go through my page, you can see that there's showcasing of events and that I host. And you can actually go through that and go, okay, well, Mark trains and he teaches people, and there's another bit of social proof. If you go down a personal trainer's page, it's like, there's you, you're training, there's you giving some education, but I don't see enough of the people you work with. And 9 times out of 10, this is the missing link. So if you got to this bit of the podcast, that is a big area. You know, if you want to stand out and you want people to see what you do, your social media content has to show what you do. And don't forget that. You know, it's such a valuable, if you can put some content out and write a post and have you training a client and just talk about a specific area and of what you do, start to talk about being a professional coach, not just your training. And that will give people who are following you better idea and appreciation of who you work with and what lengths you'll go to showcase your business. So most of you will be thinking, before and after images, I don't have enough of them. Let's look at the type of results for a second that people come to you for. All right, we've got health improvements, we've got fitness goals, we've got weight loss, we've got body composition, body fat, improving muscle, we've got posture. You know, we've got to understand that in life, a lot of overweight people are coming to see you because they can't run around a park with their kids. They can't go up the stairs and feel good. And in the early days, I used to share a lot of just weight loss, standing, feeling better with it in a pair of clothes, how somebody's feeling. And I would showcase all of that stuff. And people used to see that I was constantly saying how well people were feeling as a result of what I do. And it just seems like nowadays, people are frightened to show all the health improvements. People are frightened to show posture improvements and body composition at the basic level in terms of just 6 to 7 pounds. If that's what you do, showcase what you do. Don't think that's what I do, but the only way I can showcase my results when I get a before and after, because the people that you work with, if a client of yours has run a 10K for the first ever time, and you train average day-to-day people who want average Joes, as we call them, who are looking to improve their quality of life and maybe set a challenge of running a 10K, then you need to showcase the fact that somebody's achieved that and how they feel. And you can do that in images of them running. You can do that in terms of presenting testimonial videos. But there are a lot more ways for you to showcase in your business than just a before and after photo. So whatever area you specialize in, weight loss, health, nutrition, people are going to need their level of results and their level of progress presenting in different ways than just body. And I want this podcast episode to kind of give you the permission, as it were, to showcase what you do. And to let the world know, because if you don't let them know, and all you put your content and social media content out is you and education, people aren't going to get a deep enough connection with actually what you do and what goes on inside those training sessions. You know, when you train somebody online, are people sharing with you the training that they do? Can you not reshare that on your Insta story? Can you not share videos of people making huge amounts of progress? Can you not ask your clients that are working with you online to actually engage with you more on social media so that you can take parts of what they're doing and share it? To say, hey, here's so-and-so from this country sending me this. How amazing is this? It doesn't need to be before and after. It could be the fact that they've never done a split squat. It could be the first time that they've done a deadlift and they've been able to reach a certain weight. Whether you showcase it on whatever platform, whatever style that you want, there is more ways to showcase your business than just a set of results. That is what today's episode is all about. I hope you found today's episode helpful, because I know how much coaches and trainers struggle to know what to present, but I've just given you 7 or 8 very simple ways of being able to showcase your business better, which will give you more content, which will give you more visibility, and give people a better opportunity to connect with what you do. I really hope you found today's episode helpful. If you have, please, as always, do me a favor. Send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know which bit helped. And also do me a favor. If you want to know whether or not one part of showcasing your business is right, send it to me and say, should I be posting this? I'd gladly just say yes or no, because sometimes all it takes is for somebody to say yes, to give you the permission or confidence to share it. And if I can be that person, then you know, if you do DM me, I always reply. So it's Sunday. I hope you're having a great weekend. It's bank holiday Monday tomorrow, I'm sure. A lot of you are off, but there's also going to be a lot of you working. So if you are working, I tip my hat to you. If you are having a day to enjoy with your family and friends, enjoy that too. Wherever you are in the world, thank you as always for your support and connecting with me on the podcast. Please send me a DM, share the podcast. Let's get more personal trainers listening to the podcast, helping you guys to have a fulfilling, successful, and happy career. Guys, speak to you soon.